Arizona Wildcats women's volleyball coach Rita Stubbs was an all-conference, all-Pac-10 player at the school in the 1990s. Now she's in her ninth consecutive season as an assistant coach with the Cats after a four-year stint as head coach at North Carolina State. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect with us and give to help support the show. That gift is tax-deductible. Rita Stubbs has been sharing her incredible story of discovering what it means to be a follower of Jesus this week, and it's been so inspiring. We welcome her back on S&C today to wrap up the conversation. Rita, thanks again for coming by, and tell us about, kind of pick up the story where we left off. You're a pro player after your college career down there at Tucson in the Pac-10. All Pac-10 player there. You're playing in France professionally. Your brother had given you a Bible and tucked some money in there to inspire you to open it up. You grew up in inner city Cleveland. Your dad was murdered when you were just 10 years of age. Your mom was addicted to drugs. Talk about picking up that Bible and God speaking through it. And then were there some folks that stepped into your life to show you what it means to be a follower of Christ and show you God's love?
When I was in France with my Bible, when I was praying all the time, I would open the Bible and I would look at it, and it was a King James Version, which I don't suggest anyone read as their first Bible. But I'm reading it, and I'm just confused, and I just found myself wailing all the time. Why did my dad have to die? Why did my mom kill my dad? Why is my mom a drug user? Why didn't I have this? I was miserable, and I was just crying and wailing out. And I just started praying, honestly. I started asking questions, and I was getting answers, but I was so confused. And so this went on all my time in France, and I came back to Tucson. Wasn't sure what I was going to do, whether I was going to go back to France or go. I knew I wasn't going back to Cleveland. And lo and behold, Dave, my boss, offers me a job and say, you can work here at the U of A. And I was like, okay, I'll take it this time. He had asked before. And I remember going to church, and it was the church that I went to, you know, randomly when I was in college, because that's just what people did. They went to, you know, church sometimes. And so I randomly went, and I went back to that church. And I remember just crying in church one day, and it was the altar call. And I went up, and I'm crying at the altar, and I'm just so confused and just having questions. And I remember the church people, many of the women in the church just came up, and they hugged me. They put their arms around me, and they was like, just let it out. And it was like, that was one of the moments where I just finally said, okay, I can't do this on my own. And they're ministering in my ear during that time, and I was like, you know, Jesus is calling you. You're here for a reason. And so it was, I can't say that it was one particular person. It was multiple situations that led me to Christ and to understand. And I felt like a new person completely once I gave my life to Christ, but not truly understanding what it meant until many years later.
Yeah. Well, you're not necessarily hired by the university as a missionary. You're a volleyball coach there at the U of A, but when you follow Jesus, God's going to give you some chances, some opportunities to share your faith, to comfort folks and encourage them. Can you give me an example or two of how that's happened down there?
You know, it's one of those things, it's something about your walk. I believe once you become saved, you don't look the way you used to look. So people who used to know me go, read it. There's something about you. And they don't necessarily say, hey, is that Jesus? They'll say, what has inspired your change? What has driven your change? And God has allowed that seed to be planted where I'm able to share who he is and what he's done. So I'm able to share the story about when I just told a former player who's actually our director of ops, I was sharing this story with her the other day. I said, I remember having no money in my account and having a bill that was set to be paid. And I just was like, and I tried God. I was like, Jesus, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. And I remember the money being put in my account. And I promise you, I didn't have money in my savings and I didn't have money in my checking, but the bill got paid. And so I'm able to share those stories. Not Jesus did it. Not that I'm not giving credit to Jesus, but I'm able to talk to the players on a level that they're understanding. They understand. And when they come back, and because God has watered them, then I'm able to say, this is because of God. This is because of my faith. And I stand strong on the things that I believe in. And so I'll often say to my boss, I'll say, Dave, you know, if I lose my job because I'm doing what I feel God has called me to do, then it wasn't where I'm supposed to be. So I don't sit back and say, I'm going to be fired because I believe this, or because I have a Bible sitting on my desk, or because when I see a child upset or crying, I'll go put my arms around her and ask if I can pray for her. I don't worry about those things because I believe I am truly in my position because this is where God has called me to be, because he led me back here. When I was in North Carolina, I missed a boat on many different things, but my faith grew so much there that once I was prepared for that, I came back, and now I'm all the better for it. So I get involved in all the various activities that they have within the athletic department, and I alluded to it earlier, Athletes in Action and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I just talk about it. I walk before practice. I walk in a circle in our gym, and many people are always wondering what I'm doing, so they'll come over and say, hey, Rita, what's going on? And then I get a chance right then and there to talk to them, to minister to them, to share the faith with them.
That is great. All right, Charita Stubbs, the assistant coach at the University of Arizona women's volleyball program, Pac-12 team down there. Hey, thanks for spending all this time this week with us to talk volleyball at the U of A and about your faith. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.